Hello, and welcome back to this podcast. I'm Elise, and I am heralding again from my backyard. And this seems to be like the place I keep feeling drawn to. And in regards to when I think of you, and I think of the space, and I think of like what's going on, I end up just kind of like filing out the back door and into the garden. And there's a couple things going on back here. Our tortoise, Opal, is waking up from hibernation, and it's been her first long hibernation. And so every day I need to take her out and like put her in the sunshine and give her like, let her like hatch again. And it's like such a slow thing to watch a tortoise wake up, to give them enough warmth, right? To kind of remind their bodies that it's time. So I'm really appreciating the futile slowness. I mentioned this last time in the podcast in regards to moving in to unproductive things is a total rewiring of urgency and productivity and where you or I draw value and worth from. And so to be not productive, to be irresponsible, is the way to be exceptionally responsible for our joy, to be totally productive in our being and in our living. And so coming out of hibernation with Opal is a form of that, is a way to emerge slowly. Like, she can't be rushed. So there's been weeks where I've been like, gosh, maybe I should get her out, maybe I should do this, and she's just truly on her own time. And so I'm just kind of watching that pace. I'm taking some cues from Opal, the slow emerging, the unhurried sense of it'll all be there for me when I get there. So I'm in the backyard today with Opal, and I wanted to share with you a funny thing. And I'd love to know what your version of this is, if you have one. So last time I was out here, I told you I caught the most epic wave of my life surfing. And I've like thought back on it and smiled, right? And I've been like, oh my gosh, I like relive the moment, you know? I'm like, oh, that was so good. And then I had an opportunity to go surf again, and I thought to myself, why, surely I cannot go, because I already had the best wave of my life. Therefore, I'm jinxing it. I'll never again repeat it. I'm still riding the high of the last experience, so I maybe don't want to interfere with it. A whole host of crazy ideas around joy. How much I'm allowed to have it, how frequently I can engage it. And then the jinxing it part is kind of my favorite. Some like interesting rule around control or what I think will happen. And I didn't totally realize it till today when I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm doing that thing where I'm like trying to like make some deal, you know, like, if I, then this, right? So like, if I am responsible in these ways, then I can surf. If I, then this. So I'm bartering, you know, like bartering with my joy or with my access to joy or how much joy I'm allowed to have. And I just kept thinking, I'm like, God, that's so funny. You know, when we move towards something good for us, when I move towards something good for me, then the way I try to bind it or make it obey or put some parameters around it, something I don't even own and something that's totally free and was totally unexpected and was totally awesome and completely like, just like, It was like one of those moments where it's like, wow, I don't own this. You know, I didn't make this happen today. And now I'm bartering with how it's going to happen again. And so I just wanted to put that back in this space to return to what type of rules. And also, guys, I'm fully aware that this could just be my process. This could just be my own coming out of hibernation, my own emerging, and what happens as I interface with my own patterns and my own humanness. And if that sheds some light or provides some path for you to also get curious about yours, then awesome. So, have you ever made a deal like that? And have you ever told yourself that you couldn't or shouldn't have that much fun or that much whatever, free time, hobbies? Do you ever limit the good thing? That's a possible pattern, right? Is that we can talk ourselves into and out of what is good for us. And at all, and these conversations are just happening with ourselves. That's one of my favorite parts. I'm like, I wasn't like I had a parent or, you know what I mean, or a boss or someone telling me what I could or couldn't do. I'm doing this to me. And so I think sometimes, and I'm in this season where I'm writing a lot about joy and I'm exploring a lot about joy, and really, like, here's the most important thing to me is actually living the thing. I am so done and tired of talking about something or listening to something and not having like rubber meet road, you know, or feet meet earth. I just want to live the whole damn thing. So that is what this ode to joy, what this pivot, what this move is to actual living it. I've spent a lot of time learning it and also holding space for people in it. And I want to so fully live it that I can pick up these morsels along the way. I can pick up like, huh, I wonder if this is also true for other people, or that's an interesting hurdle I keep having to cross, or this is what I know about joy now. Like, I want to collect all those things within myself and I want to bear every fruit available. Like, that's what I want to just, you know, have the life. And by life, I mean, have the living that I have spent years moving into. So if you're new here, so part of what that means to me is this. The first 15 years of my life were exceptionally traumatic in a way that I couldn't have known how to dream for the life that I'm getting now. Coming from a home where there was abuse and addiction and just chaos. And sometimes I think the chaos is even harder because it's harder to define or name or point to. When I say things like addiction or alcoholism, people are like, oh yeah, sure. But when it's like you just don't know what's going to happen next, that type of hypervigilance or that type of breath holding, that type of like having to just feel like a lifeguard always on duty, you know, that type of like urgency wrecked joy, wrecked childhood, wrecked innocence, wrecked ease, you know, wrecked things that should have been in place as our right, as my right, as a human on earth, as a person, right? Like those are things that should be bound into our childhood fabric. So when I think about now, I think I wouldn't have even known to pray for this, right? Because I didn't even know it. I couldn't even make it up. I had no concept of safety, like that your home is the most safe place. I had no concept of like, I can be totally without having guard, that I could be in relationship with people who believe like the best for me, want the best for me, and like participate in, like, we have the best for each other. Trust and safety and enjoyment. Like, these are things I just didn't know were going to be mine. And so because of that, I want to like not just sit in a therapy chair hoping that those things translate, you know? Now, I'd like to have more living in it. So after sitting in my own therapy where I'm the client for a long time, I think that there comes a point too where it's like, okay, so what am I going to do with this information? So after sitting in therapy or after or church, wherever you go for your own, you know, indwelling nature, yoga, I don't know, wherever you go to get that, a book, art, music, ocean, wherever you have that place of ongoing teaching, then what do you do with it? Like, what's it all for? That's the space that I'm like just wandering in right now, is how does all that lead to the lived experience of it? To the, oh yeah, I know that. Oh, I know what to do here. Oh, I can recognize that. Oh, I've learned about that before. Okay, I can do that. To put it all into practice, to do it. And that doesn't mean that it's done well. It doesn't mean that it's like, oh, nailed it. That's just a, well, let's see how that goes. Let's try. So in that wandering and in that like effort to actually live out all these fun and beautiful and like empowering concepts, like joy seems to be the thing that keeps coming back in, which is what is all the hard work for? And or what was the suffering making room for? And why not? I think there's like, that is a question that leads me a lot in the seasons. Why not? Why not try to surf as an almost 40-year-old? Why not do pottery? Why not? And I say that understanding the privilege. What I mean is how we limit ourselves because we say these rules, not me. I cannot, or that's ridiculous, or that's whatever. We can make up a whole host of rules or ideas around how much we're allowed to enjoy our life, or how connected we're allowed to be, or how healthy we're allowed to be, or how whole we're allowed to be. It's kind of wild. So I'd love to know and to hear what emerges for you. If you have your own set of rules, or if you could just be amused by mine, what types of ways that you're indulging your joy this week? How are you indulging it? How are you like getting closer to it? Have there been any things that you've said no to that would have been a yes for you? Is there anything you want to like circle back on, right? Because like that's what we get all the time, is endless opportunity to just to do it differently or to do it again. To be like, oh, actually, yeah, I do want to go do that. To call the person back and say, actually, count me in. To show up, to RSVP to the things we want to do. So, invitation to your own emerging from hibernation. May it be slow, but just the right amount of slow. May there be light and warmth. May there be daffodils aplenty. May there be good friends. May there be a gentle waking up as you emerge, right? As you wake up and enter into that sense of, oh yeah, that's right, awake. What awake looks like, what awake feels like, what the lived experience of your life looks like, what the lived experience of you is. So, here's to joy and to opal and to waking up and to actually like enjoying the life that we have like worked hard to get to. Cheers.